Woodburn, and just around the corner is hour number three of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
Tim McKernan here for Design Air Heating and Cooling. Their business is essential to your comfort and safety, so Design Air will continue to offer services for emergency repair, installation, and preventative maintenance while taking all of the recommended precautions to eliminate physical contact. For more information on air purifiers, please visit designairservice.com. And for all of your heating and air conditioning needs, contact the official HVAC company of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, Design Air Heating and Cooling.
The Post Sports Bar and Grill wants to thank everyone for their continued support. Due to the current order, they have decided to close until Monday, May 4th. At this time, they will be reopening with a brand new menu with 14 new items like a BLT cheesesteak and a fried pancake brownie sundae. You heard that right, and everything will be available through their own in-house delivery service. Stay posted with all the news and updates at thepostsportsbar.com and all of their social media accounts. Stay healthy and stay posted. St. Louis, we'll see you in May.
This is Cardinals broadcaster and Schnucks shopper Dan McLaughlin. Schnucks would like everyone to know how much they appreciate our community during this very difficult time. They know this isn't easy for everyone, and that's why Schnucks is working around the clock to make sure they handle the needs of our community. Schnucks wants to say thank you for your support, your patience, and your never-quit attitude, as we will all get through this together. Schnucks appreciates our community, and they want all of their shoppers to know how much they mean to them.
At Worldwide Technology Raceway at Gateway, our mission is to provide our fans, racers, and sponsors with a first-class and up-close personal racing experience. This includes unprecedented access to drag strip, the oval, the road racing track, and a nationally sanctioned karting track, plus special events such as concerts and corporate functions for year-round activities. And it's all just 5 minutes from downtown. For more information, visit WWTRaceway.com or call 618-215-8888.
Hi, Denise from Appliance Discounters. We at Appliance Discounters want you to know that in these unpredictable times, we will be there for you. When things seem to be out of control, you can always control your meals at home. We have all the GE major appliances you need for preparing and preserving your meals. We're also here for your laundry needs so that you can feel confident that you always have sterile, fresh clothing and bedding. Home appliances are not a luxury but a necessity in life, and you can call, email, or stop by, and we promise to abide by all the safety requirements that will keep you and all of us safe.
Have you thought about cleaning your home, business, school, or church for coronavirus to ensure our gathering places are clean and safe? Hi, I'm Rich Sikora, Vice President of Mold Solutions. Our biocide and viricide is approved by the EPA to effectively kill coronavirus. Because of what we do on a daily basis, we have the products, equipment, and expertise to successfully clean coronavirus. Here's one of our longtime clients to share his success with Mold Solutions.
This is Rick Kester. I have a 7,000 square foot call center in West County. The Mold Solutions team came in, did a deep clean and disinfectant on our office. They were fast, courteous, took all the precautions necessary to disinfect our office in these uncertain times.
Thanks, Rick. Contact Mold Solutions today at moldstlewis.com and let's help flatten the curve together. That's moldstlewis.com. We have your solution.
Tim McKernan here for Design Air Heating and Cooling. Their business is essential to your comfort and safety, so Design Air will continue to offer services for emergency repair, installation, and preventative maintenance while taking all of the recommended precautions to eliminate physical contact. For more information on air purifiers, please visit designairservice.com. And for all of your heating and air conditioning needs, contact the official HVAC company of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, Design Air Heating and Cooling.
Playhouse time.
Vineyard's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear.
partners and beer.
There's no fun left on
heaven. Heaven.
We're full of chuck and we're full of chips and we think you'll get lots of
boom.
Good afternoon and welcome to the April 16th edition of Binion's Playhouse, brought to you by Window World. Still open for business, still taking appointments to give you in-home estimates, still installing entry doors and windows, everything that they do so well. We'll tell you more about Window World and how, yes, you can still get your windows replaced, even in the midst of this chaotic, bizarre, whatever this is we're in the middle of that hopefully will be over one day soon. Let's do some introductions. What do you say?
Hey!
At the control board, the man who spent 19 years in Great Britain, 10 of them in Birmingham, England. That's right. Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Bill Cleveland will join us in a couple of moments from his home in Crestwood behind the coronavirus-proof glass. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, with over 40 locations in Missouri and Illinois. They're offering drive-through service only. You can still get home loans, car loans, or information on the CARES loans for your business. If you need to get your safe deposit box out, well, all you have to do is ask at the drive-thru. First Community Credit Union is a great place for all of your banking needs. To find out more,
go to
FirstCommunity.com.
Oh, wait. Well, we will. Hang on a second. No, wait.
Well, we were thrown off by Mar.
Yeah,
Mar.
Right.
It threw us off.
I don't know why I said Mar.
I'm going to edit this out real quick. Okay. Here we go.
Thank you.
Radio edit.
To find out more, go to
FirstCommunity.com.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
That was really well done, Dan. That was smooth as glass.
Yeah, well,
I might add, Dan Strauss has made an addition, a contribution to our Facebook page, facebook.com/AM and the PM. I can't explain it. You just have to go see it. It's Dan. That's all I need to say. It's Dan.
Yeah.
Former night cook at Denny's, former door-to-door knife salesman for the Cutco Knife Company, former beer vendor at Busch Stadium, former roller rink DJ, currently head of research for the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, charge of the digital clock, the setting of it, the resetting, the checking, and the rechecking. It's 518-0809. 518-10, just in case you're setting your own watch or clock. You don't have to set your cell phone. That's done by satellite or something. So it sets itself. You don't have to worry about that. But it is 518-23. That's the same time I see on the U.S. Naval Observatory clock, so we know it is correct. It is accurate. He's also our newsman, our news director, author of the book Bad Mood, Good Mood, and one other thing. Yes, he's a private investigator, Tim Woodburn. Say hello to your sponsor.
Big hello and thank you to the law offices of Scott Sherman. Scott appears on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon every Thursday in the 4 o'clock hour to offer free legal advice. He appears every Thursday in the 5 o'clock hour to destroy us all emotionally and psychologically by reminding us all how stupid we are when he kills us at trivia. And he co-hosts the yard sale with Dan Strauss every Saturday morning from 7 to 9 a.m. here on 590 The Fan. If you have any legal issue in your world, Scott and his team can either handle it for you or recommend an expert in your particular issue or cause on either side of the river. For a free consultation, email Scott Sherman, lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com. That's lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com.
All right. Bibi Jimenez is in charge of security. Dan, take a look at your screen, if you would, please, and send me a quick reply to what I shot, a little message I gave you. Bernice is in heaven.
Horses, hi,
okay. And I hated, and I still don't really like green peas. Just those peas that they put in. And they, that,
Peas. I'm not there yet.
They put them in chicken pot pies. It is the single reason I never order chicken pot pie. I don't want green peas. I don't want green peas in shepherd's pie.
Oh, I love those.
I love peas.
I like green eggs and
this
ham.
Is not about what you like. I'm telling you, I don't like green peas. And I'm also telling you, there are other people who don't like green peas. Most kids.
No, I'm not there yet. Peas. I'm not saying that. I'm saying peas. Just a minute. I'll get to you.
So for all of those people, Red Boy has come up with what he thinks is a really good solution, a way to get kids to eat them. And that is by coating them, having them dipped in something to change the appearance. They're actually eating peas, but they don't know it because they're coated in...
What do you coat them with?
Cheese.
I think he's got something.
Cheese peas?
Here, cheese peas. Jimmy, have a cup of little round cheese pellets.
Cheese.
That's right, Rad Boy.
Underneath that coating, green peas. They just don't know it. I think he's onto something. Anything you can think of to help kids eat green stuff.
What if kids didn't like nuts? Would if you put cheese around them, would that help them?
I don't know the answer to that.
Could I have some cheese peas, please?
I like nuts.
Cheese nuts?
Well, there are corn nuts, but they're not really nuts. What are corn nuts? They're corn. They're kernels of corn that have rock hardened them somehow, so they break your teeth out.
Red Boy, I think you're onto something. I think it's a good idea. Good for you.
Thinking of the nutrition of children, would you please give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra?
Yeah.
We are brought to you by Window World, number one selling replacement window in the United States. I want to continue. Now, my update is starting to get stale. It's been the same update for, I think, this week, all 4 days of this week, and that's the contributions to the trivia night, which has been moved back to August 14th, and the money, all of it, goes to Action for Autism. I have Jim, I have Don, and I have Bill, each with a $1,000 donation. They have already received that money. That's how quickly these listeners reacted. That will be matched by an anonymous listener we'll call W, as will another 2,000. Ladies and gentlemen, ladies in particular, I don't seem to hear from you nearly as much when it comes to us asking for money to help a charity as I do the gentlemen. Let's fix that. You know who you are. You got some bucks, $1,000, which is all tax deductible, not going to ruin your life. Window World Cares could use it. Your check will actually be made out directly to Action for Autism. If you have a special needs child, or if you don't, and you want to show somehow how grateful you are that you don't, but you want to do something for those who do, Action for Autism. I need either two more $1,000 contributions. Brian, don't email me. You're excluded because you're already down for $4,000 separate from this. I need two more thousand. Please think about it. And I would love by Monday to be able to say we have all 5,000. We have this three and two more matched by W for a total of 10. Now, we did this before, but I forgot the total. We have, let's say, that 10 plus Brian's 4. So that brings us to 10,000 from 5 from W, another 5 from 5 listeners,
five.
Plus 4, so that's 10,000.
$18,200.
That feels good. Especially this far out. So thank you in advance to the two of you who are going to be emailing me at frankopinion@yahoo.com saying I'm in for $1,000, or one of you says I'm in for $2,000 or more if you'd like, which brings me to this. Speaking of email addresses, WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. All the information is there about the trivia night and about this great product, Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the country. Dan, if it's not there already, would you make sure that on our Facebook page, always at the top, are our email addresses, especially the people on every day? Me, Limey, you, Tim, Bill Clevelin, Mike Evans, and you might as well make sure that, you know, Bauman and Buffa and Scotcher and Dr. you might as well get them on there, too. Can you put all of those email addresses?
And pin them to the top? Yeah.
Yeah. Can we do that?
I can do that, yeah. And I tried to do it on that button that we have, and your email's on there, so I can change the button to something else.
If you could just list them all, because what happens is I get emails, hey, tell Dan or tell Tim. Tell them, you can tell them yourself. You can email them directly yourself. I prefer that you do that. So, you know, whether it's a criticism or a compliment, do it directly. So if you'd get, do that maybe over the weekend, by Monday or whatever, if you could get them up, that would be
by
great.
By tomorrow, they'll be
Thank
up there.
Thank you. Thank you. I wish that everybody could have heard the first and second hours of the show today, because this morning was the morning where I learned something that I guess didn't surprise me.
They can hear it tomorrow.
Yeah.
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 Actually, they can hear it anytime they want. Right. If they want to go up to the podcast and click on today's show. And that's the fact that it is absolutely true that the numbers we're being told, the totals on COVID-19 are inflated and in some cases fabricated by medical facilities who want government funding. And that's a sad state of affairs, folks. And I hope we're able sometime to find out how deep that goes and just how many facilities are doing that. And believe me, down the road, there are going to be some people who probably go to jail over that, faking on paper corona cases that didn't exist just to get money. That's low. Brian Dennehy passed away. You think that's funny that Brian Dennehy?
No.
He thinks it's funny you're forgetting Bill.
Yeah.
I didn't forget Bill.
Yeah, he was just stalling.
Limey's the only one who's learned. He's learned the psychology in what I do. Here's what I was about to say. I was about to say, I was sad to see that Brian Dennehy passed away at 81. And not only was I a fan of Brian Dennehy, but so was this next guy, Bill Clevelin.
I've been a Reno star.
Yeah. Oh, man, I feel Dennehy. So bad now.
Well, you should. You should. See, now you ruined what would have been a great transition. Because I know Bill has discussed Brian Dennehy before, and that's how I was going to lead it. But now it's all ruined. And now it just sounds, you know, sloppy. Brought to you by Window World. One of only two windows with a good housekeeping seal of approval. Number one selling replacement window in the country. More at WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Would you please welcome Brian Dennehy fan, Bill Clevelin. Bill, I know you've mentioned his name before, and I know you know who he was. I'm so sorry that my... What was going to be a really smooth, clever transition got screwed up first by Dan, who laughed, so I'm sorry about that. How are you?
I hated Brian Dennehy.
Wow. No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Wow. Hated Brian Dennehy.
No, you didn't.
He was the worst.
I forgot to tell you, I got an email. His family's listening right now, so... big fans of the show.
The Dennehys.
Yeah. The Dennehys just heard you say you hate that Brian, you know, father, brother, son, whatever. That way to go. Way to go. So what's going on? I know what must be going on. Guess who's still in the building? I guess we have trivia.
Of course. Why wouldn't we do trivia on a Thursday? So, yeah, you know how this works. We'll make our way around the room. I'll go the opposite direction that from last week, so we'll shake it up a little bit, and we'll start with Limey. But before we do, of course, we have a tiebreaker trivia question.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the tiebreaker question, and the person, if we need it, the person that comes closest without going over. So here's the question. The longest wedding veil on record stretched out for the length of how many football fields?
Oh, wow. That's one would be ridiculous.
Wow. Yeah.
This is in the Guinness Book of World Records. So, Limey, we will begin with you. What would be your answer? How many football fields?
I'll say 2.5.
Okay. Dan?
3.
Okay. Scott?
4.
Okay. Tim?
I'll say 12.
Okay. And Frank?
Did anybody guess 2?
I don't think so.
2.5.
I said 2.5. Yeah. I thought Tim was going to say something silly like 2.5 plus 1, like he used to. He hasn't done that.
You don't know him
time.
Very well. He wouldn't do that. I'll go 2.
Okay. All right. I got those answers recorded. So here we go. Limey, we begin with you. Question number 1. Okay. Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Dan.
What?
No, Dan.
Oh, Dan. Oh, my
goodness.
God.
Leonardo da Vinci?
That is correct.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I thought it was Leonardo DiCaprio. I would have missed it.
I was thinking he was going to say that.
Current score.
All right.
1-0 to nothing. Okay. Go ahead.
DiCaprio.
Okay. next question. This would be for Dan. Dan, what state was the first McDonald's restaurant located in?
Oh, that's a tough one.
California.
That is correct. Yes.
Whoa,
that's
a good one.
Did you just guess that?
Yes,
I knew that. Ray Kroc owned the San Diego Padres, and he's who started McDonald's.
Oh, I didn't even know he owned the Padres.
Well, Ray Kroc started the franchise.
Yeah, actually, the McDonald brothers started.
That's a Kroc.
Okay, Scott, you are up next. Per capita, what is the richest country in the world?
You're pulling a Landoff on us on the phone. You kind of went away for a little bit there. Repeat that question.
Sure. Per capita, what is the richest country in the world? Scott.
Monaco.
That is incorrect.
Ooh, nice.
Monaco.
I think I know, but it has to get to me.
It goes along to Tim. Tim, richest country in the world per capita.
Florissant.
I will say it's got to be one of the chic countries.
Time's running out.
We're off the air at 6.
I don't know. I give up. I don't know.
Oh, just make something up.
Yeah, just take a guess.
I know the answer, but I can't think of the name. It's a chic country, so I'll give that hint to Limey.
A chic country?
Yeah, where they wear sheiks.
You mean like Saudi Arabia or something like that?
Yeah, I'll say
that.
Saudi Arabia.
Frank. It is not Saudi Arabia. Frank.
Idiot. Switzerland?
Idiot, no.
okay.
So, Limey, that goes up to you.
Is it Luxembourg?
That's not a country.
It is not.
It is. It's a tiny little independent little state.
Oh.
Plus, it's a country.
Is it a country?
Yeah. It's its own little, sovereign thing.
Me? India.
No, you're all wrong. The answer is Qatar or Qatar.
Oh, Qatar. Oh, right.
Tim was the closest.
He was right. They do wear those headdresses over there.
And everybody plays guitar over in Qatar. Mm-hmm. Hello, everybody.
No, let the laughter die down.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead. Even here in Crestwood, nobody's laughing.
Oh. Okay.
Here we go. Tim, this one's for you.
Yep.
What famous outlaw was killed in 1882?
What a hard
Jesse
question.
James?
That is correct, Jesse James.
Well done.
Wow.
It's the only outlaw I know.
I know Josie.
All right, current scores, Dan 1, Scott nothing. Limey won, me nothing.
What? No,
and
I got
Tim
one.
Won. What?
I have one.
I said Dan won, yeah. Scott nothing. Idiot.
Oh.
Limey
won,
me nothing. Tim won.
You should listen to the show, Dan.
Yeah, thank you.
I was listening to Charlie Brennan.
It's a good show.
What a dysfunctional family this is. Oh, my God.
No kidding.
All right, Frank. Frank, Drew Barrymore played the character of Gertie. Play the character of Gertie in what movie?
Gertie? I don't know. The only movie I can think of she was in is 51st Dates.
No, that is incorrect.
Okay.
Gertie. Blimey.
Was it E.T.?
It was E.T. That's
yeah.
Gertie.
Ooh, in the lead.
Wow.
In the lead. Limey with two.
Gertie.
Just leave it there.
Question now is to Limey, right?
Yes.
In what southern U.S. city did Bill Gates live in when he founded Microsoft?
There's no way in hell I'm going to get this. Was Southwest, what, Southwest City or just what, South City?
Southern City. You could say, I'll give you that clue. Well, no, I can't give you the clue. Sorry.
Southern City.
Southern City. I'll go with Dallas.
That is not correct.
All right.
Yeah. Miami, Dan?
Oh, man. What am I trying to think of? Baton Rouge.
Yeah, we don't know what you're trying to think.
I don't know. Baton Rouge.
No, we don't. No, that is incorrect. Scott.
Albuquerque, New Mexico.
That is correct. Albuquerque.
Oh!
Scott's on the board.
Only one person has zero. That would be me. It's Limey two, Dan one, Scott one, Tim one, me zero.
Okay, Dan. The commercials for this product claimed it would make you clean as a whistle.
Clean as a whistle?
Ex-Lex?
Yep.
You know, he might be onto something, though.
Clean as a whistle. Oh, my God. No.
Fleet,
whistle.
Fleet Enemas.
Whistle Orange. Yeah.
No, that is incorrect. Scott.
Idiot.
Gillette Razors.
That's the best
that
of
is
me.
Incorrect. Yeah.
Oh. Idiot.
Coast.
No. Frank?
I have no idea. Zest?
Zest?
So.
No, last chance, Limey.
I have absolutely no idea. Clean as a whistle? Was it like...
Gotta be a soap.
Yeah, like, was could it be Calgon or something?
A couple of you guys were really close. Irish Spring soap.
Oh, Irish Spring.
They used to say,
damn it.
And I like it too, the women.
Well, yes, Dan, they did, but apparently they also said clean as a whistle.
Okay. I didn't know whistles were so clean.
All right, Scott, what was Madonna's first top 40 hit?
Like a Virgin.
Incorrect.
Idiot.
Oh, wow. Tim.
Holiday.
Incorrect. Frank.
Ooh. I don't know one thing about Madonna except Vogue. So what was the question? Her first hit?
Top 40?
Top 40 hit. Yeah.
I don't even know her music. ABC. I'm kidding. I don't know. I pass.
ABC.
That was the Jacksons, Frank.
I know that. I'm just kidding. I'm out. I pass.
By me?
Was it, come on.
No, you can't answer a question with a question.
Sorry. I'm spent Like a Prayer.
That is incorrect. Dan, you're the last shot.
Material Girl?
No, the answer was Borderline.
Oh, crap, that's right, Borderline.
Borderline.
All right. We got time for one more question?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, we got time.
Oh, yeah.
That would be enough to tie it up if somebody besides me gets it.
How many does Scott have?
Scott has one.
Okay, no, we're good. We can wrap it up.
One more. If Dan or Scott or Tim gets it, it's tied. We do the tiebreaker. Go ahead. What's the question?
Okay, so the next one, this is for Tim, correct?
Yep.
Okay. Dover is the capital of what state?
Maryland.
No.
Idiot.
What?
No.
Dover
is the capital.
Around the room. Who's next?
You. Frank.
You.
Frank.
Delaware?
Delaware, that is correct, yes.
Oh, my goodness, I'm on the board. I don't have a zero anymore. Woohoo! And the scores and the winner. Let's go lowest to highest. It's Dan 1, Scott 1, me 1, Tim 1, and the winner with 2, Limey Phillip.
Oh, my goodness. What in the world?
Too bad there's not a prize, but there's not.
Hey, I get to be the champion until next week. I'm going to take that.
Can I do my inner Howard Cosell?
You want to know the tiebreaker?
Oh, yeah, please.
Okay. So the longest wedding veil on record stretched out, are you ready for this, for 63 football fields.
That is insane.
How could that even work? I mean, how big was the church?
Stupid.
I'll tell you if you stop talking. It was a woman from...
Attitude.
Handbags adorned.
I was a woman from Cyprus, and that is in the Guinness Book of World Records. 63 football field. That's how long her veil was.
Wow. So Tim would have won that.
Tim would have.
He said 12.
Wow.
All right. Have a good weekend. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Thank you, Bill. Bill Cleveland brought to you by Window World. Number one selling replacement window in the country, windowworldst.louis.com. Wow, I wonder how Scott feels.
Relieved.
Can I do my inner Howard Cosell?
It's a relief.
Or your outer Howard Cosell.
Down go servant!
Family vicious.
You know, the sad thing is we're 10 years away from talking to an audience of people who go, who's Howard Cosell? I mean, seriously, it's if you're under, what do you think, 45? You don't even know who that is. All right, winner again, Limey Phillips. Way to go, Limestone.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Call that.
All right. Dan's going to put all our email addresses on our Facebook page. He says tonight, so facebook.com/AM and the PM. Brian Dennehy has passed away at 81. Brian Dennehy, one of my favorite actors.
That was my Tommy Boy.
Yeah.
Well, right. That and almost 200 other movies and TV shows. This guy worked almost, it looked like, all the time. And here's how much I like his work. I don't go to stage plays. I just don't. But I went to the Fox Theater for one reason and one reason only, and it was to see... I've been there for other things, but I went to a play there for one reason, and it was because Brian Dennehy starred in Death of a Salesman, and it was fantastic. Wow, was he good.
He won a Tony for that.
Yeah, I've always been a fan of Brian Dennehy, and you all know who he was. If some of you may not recognize the name, I think most of you do. A Cocoon, First Blood,
that's
Rambo, Death of a... I mean, my goodness. Go, I did it, Mike. Yeah, I'm sorry, I apologize.
Wasn't he the police chief in Rambo?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And again, almost 200. You can't miss him. You've seen him. You know who he is. He also, interestingly, because we just talked about this week, in Broad Daylight, he played the part of the town bully in Skidmore, Missouri.
He did. Wow. That's right.
He starred in that. He dyed his hair black, and he really did a good job in a movie that was otherwise pretty cheaply done, and I think poorly executed, but he did a good job, you know, pulling off the bully role. Well, with all the unemployment applications, Amazon is hiring. This is how busy Amazon is, and the trucking business and everything associated with it. They're hiring 75,000 people at Amazon.
Wow.
They already added and hired 100,000, and now they're looking for 75,000 more people, so... They're very, very busy at Amazon. Gold's Gym, you may have heard, closing. Here's the part of this story, two things in the story that I read that got my attention. One, last October, they closed the Gold's Gym in O'Fallon, Illinois. And they put in the article how many members there were and how many employees. When I think of any gym, I think of members in the numbers of, you know, 400, 500, 600 people. They had 5,500 members in O'Fallon and 70 employees at that Gold's Gym. They closed one in Maryland Heights a few months ago, and it's still a gym, but here's the name of it. House of Pain.
Is that a good name?
House of Pain.
For anything except a dominatrix?
Well, not to work. To people who work out like gym rats, that's, you know, that's one of those, ooh, it's the House of Pain. You got to feel the burn. So
I get it for those people. But for other people like me, no thanks. I don't want to go to the House of
That's a rap,
I'm on the House
that's
of
a
Pain.
Group.
I'm just feeling a little bit too good.
It's an
good
old song as well. I can't remember who sings it.
House of Pain is a hip-hop or a rap group.
It's also a gym.
Sure. Okay.
In Maryland Heights. And now, you know, as Paul Harris used to say, the rest of the story.
No, it's Paul
Ladies,
Harvey.
What was it?
Harvey that used to say that.
Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
It has not been a year since I told this joke. I know I told it. I know it hasn't been a year, but I got a great email. It was really nicely written, and it was, I just, I don't know, I appreciate it. Liz, I will tell this joke again for you, because it has been a while. Guy grabs a cab, and as he gets in the cab, I mean, as soon as he steps out on the street, around the corner comes a cab, it's right there, boom, he jumps right in. And as he gets in, the cab driver looks back at him and says, wow, perfect timing. You're like Fred Anderson. And the passenger says, who? The cab driver says, Fred Anderson. You're like Fred Anderson. And the guy goes, what does that mean? Who's Fred Anderson? What does that mean? He says, well, he's a guy who just seemed to always have perfect timing. It's like he's that guy that if he needed a cab, no matter how busy the streets were, how many people, if he stepped out, boom, miraculously, there's a cab. That was just Fred Anderson, a guy who did everything at the right time, like being in the right place to catch a cab. And the passenger just said, no, okay. And he said, well, not just that. Cab driver says, Fred Anderson was not just a guy of great timing. The guy was a great athlete. He could have been a professional tennis player. He was a scratch golfer. He could sing. He could have made the cut to be a baritone at the Metropolitan Opera and dance. Fred Anderson could dance like a Broadway star. And you should... this guy could play the piano like a concert. He was an amazing guy, Fred Anderson. And the passenger in the back seat says, well, it sounds like this guy was really special. Cab driver says, oh, more than special. Fred Anderson had a memory like a computer. He remembered everybody's birthday. He remembered wines. He knew all about wine. He knew what food to order with what wine, which fork to use at a fancy restaurant. He could fix anything. Fred Anderson could fix and repair anything. Not like me. If I change a fuse, the whole street blacks out. Not Fred Anderson. He could do anything. And the passenger in the cab just, wow, this guy was something. Cab driver says, something? No, that doesn't even begin to describe Fred Anderson. He always knew the quickest way to get anywhere. Like he just had an extra sense about where the traffic types would be, and he'd take an alternate route and avoid the traffic. He never got stuck in traffic, and he never made a mistake, ever. And he knew how to treat women. He knew how to make a woman feel good. He would never talk back to a woman or argue, even if she was wrong and he was right. He just knew how to play it. And sharp dresser? Fred Anderson looked like a model. Could have been on the cover of GQ any hour of any day of his life. His shoes were always polished to perfection. Fred Anderson was probably the closest thing ever to the perfect man. Never made a mistake, and nobody could ever measure up to Fred Anderson. The passenger says, whew, how'd you meet this guy? Cab driver says, oh, I never met him. He died a couple of years ago. I'm the idiot who married his widow.
Let's get a check on traffic. Here's Tori Lyons.
This report is sponsored by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. Use your power to cure and pedal with a purpose. Spin for Crohn's and Colitis Cures. It's a high-energy indoor cycling event benefiting the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. Visit spin4.org to learn more. Roadwork eastbound 4064 at Prospect. That warehouse fire continues to burn in Sauget off Illinois Route 3. More service changes are scheduled for Metro Transit, and all roads are closed in Tower Grove Park. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Hi, Denise from Appliance Discounters. We at Appliance Discounters want you to know that in these unpredictable times, we will be there for you. When things seem to be out of control, you can always control your meals at home. We have all the GE major appliances you need for preparing and preserving your meals. We're also here for your laundry needs so that you can feel confident that you always have sterile, fresh clothing and bedding. Home appliances are not a luxury but a necessity in life, and you can call, email, or stop by, and we promise to abide by all the safety requirements that will keep you and all of us safe.
Have you thought about cleaning your home, business, school, or church for coronavirus to ensure our gathering places are clean and safe? Hi, I'm Rich Sikora, Vice President of Mold Solutions. Our biocide and viricide is approved by the EPA to effectively kill coronavirus. Because of what we do on a daily basis, we have the products, equipment, and expertise to successfully clean coronavirus. Here's one of our longtime clients to share his success with Mold Solutions.
This is Rick Kester. I have a 7,000 square foot call center in West County. The Mold Solutions team came in, did a deep clean and disinfectant on our office. They were fast, courteous, took all the precautions necessary to disinfect our office in these uncertain times.
Thanks, Rick. Contact Mold Solutions today at moldstlewis.com and let's help flatten the curve together. That's moldstlewis.com. We have your solution.
Well, this man's sponsor is temporarily closed, but they are selling gift cards like crazy, and you can buy some, too. Just go to AnnieGuns.com, get yourself some gift cards to either Annie Guns or the Smokehouse Market, Chesterfield Valley, east of most of that other stuff, and the minute you can head back out there for lunch or dinner or to shop at the Smokehouse, we will let you know. From Dallas, Texas, Mike Evans, everybody. You know who the biggest wine purchaser in the country is?
Retailer? Yeah, it's Costco.
It is Costco. That's right. They buy more wine.
I'm not as dumb as I look, Tommy.
Well, not when it comes to wine, you're not. That's for sure.
Thank you very much. This week's pop quiz, all about best and favorite list today. A lot of us are ordering food for home delivery. According to USA Today, these are the nationally four best as far as getting the food cooked and out to you. The four best restaurants are Chick-fil-A, Shake Shack, Five Guys, Chipotle. But which one is number one? Answer in a minute.
We don't have Shake Shack, do we?
We don't have Shake Shack or In-N-Out.
No, we don't. You're right.
In-N-Out wasn't on the list, but you don't have In-N-Out either?
No, don't have that one.
In-N-Out's way overdone. I mean, you know, you guys have Culver's, though, don't you?
Yes. Yeah, we have Culver's, and instead of having Carl's Jr., we have Hardee's.
There is a Shake Shack in St. Louis.
Get out of town, yeah. Really?
It's on Euclid.
Oh, no way.
Mm-hmm. And we have, there's a Culver's right next to an In-N-Out where I live, and Cheryl and I just recently... We want to go to Culver's, we want to go to In-N-Out, Culver's In-N-Out. We went to Culver's one day, and the next week we went to In-N-Out. And we've been to both of them hundreds of times. Culver's is better than In-N-Out.
I agree.
Well, that's such a subjective thing, though. I mean, to somebody else, the other maybe. In-N-Out may be bigger. I hear people rave about In-N-Out. I think once in my life ever, when we were on vacation, I had it. I don't even remember if it was any good or not. I'll have to try it again.
Culver's has the best tartar sauce I've ever had in my life.
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
Yes.
Where?
At Culver's.
Culver's, yeah.
Oh, they're tartar great. Sauce. Theaters are closed for now, but a bunch of movies opening up tomorrow. VOD, that's AKA Video On Command. And I'm going to review the best and the worst of the ones coming out this week. The best is Abe. A 12-year-old boy with a Jewish mother, a Muslim father, and needless to say, it is a constant battle in the house. But Abe, the 12-year-old, has his own passion. He's obsessed with cooking. He wants to bring his family together with great food. Generations and cultural conflicts come together in the kitchen. Abe is brilliantly played by Noah Schnapp, who you might remember from Stranger Things, really a good movie, well written. Abe, 4 stars, and it is video on demand. All right.
Okay.
Next, the worst, Fantasy Island, a poorly written, poorly acted horror movie taken from the feel-good television comedy. The only good thing about this movie is when it ends, and you don't have to watch it anymore.
Why would they take a movie that's a fun movie and turn it into a horror movie? Why would they do that?
I don't know. Visitors to this fantasy island expect to have fun, but are instead are greeted with dumb, gory, ridiculous surprises. Nothing's good about this movie. Can a movie get any worse? I really don't think so. 0 stars for this film.
Wow. My favorite episode of the TV series was when they asked that little guy Tattoo in one episode, they go, "What kind of M&Ms do you want?" He went, "The plane, the plane."
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Here's a tease for you. Video Thank on you. Demand coming on May 12th and theatrical release when the theaters open. Capone. I think this thing could give a run to The Godfather. It stars Tom Hardy as a 47-year-old dementia-ridden Al Capone, 12 years after getting out of prison, living in Florida, and haunted by his evil past. Linda Cardinelli and Matt Dillon also star. It's a good one. Capone, coming May 12th to a TV near you. While I'm at it, 2 more shows on Netflix that I highly recommend, both based on true stories, both a limited series. First one is called Unbelievable. It is unbelievable. A story about a serial rapist. Really good. 4 stars. Next is Innocence File. Again, a limited series, a true show. This one is about cases of people who are accused, charged, and convicted of crimes which they are not guilty. 4 stars. What do you think of that, homie?
I don't know. 4 stars. That's a pretty good recommendation. I'd check it out.
I thought you'd take the rest of the time just to have a little conversation. Make sure everybody's okay.
50 seconds.
Well, you have 30 seconds, 40 seconds to do that.
Doing okay, yeah.
What the hell?
That's all. No, 35. I'm sorry, 35 seconds now.
Yeah.
Which gets your food to you the fastest? Chick-fil-A, Shake Shack, Five Guys, or Chipotle?
I'll say Five Guys.
The chicken place.
Chick-fil-A. There you go.
The chicken place.
Yeah, I'll say Shake Shack.
Since I really like their nuggets and we only have 10 seconds, Chick-fil-A.
Number 4, Chipotle. Number 3, Shake Shack. Number 2, Five Guys. Number 1, yes. Chick-fil-A. Have a great weekend. See you.
Winner, chicken dinner.
Isn't it Chipotle? Uh-huh.
Yeah, he messed everything. He said VOD video on command.
Yeah, he did.
Thank a police officer, firefighter, every chance you get. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dude.
Goodbye. Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis.
Bye-bye.
Covering St. Louis.
I cannot recommend it highly enough.
590 The Fan. More than just sports. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis.
Fox Sports trending now.
I'll lead things off in the National Football League because one guy's on the road to recovery. It's Von Miller, Denver Broncos pass rusher, currently recovering from the coronavirus, as first reported by the NFL Network. He's in good spirits so far. San Francisco 49ers have re-upped. They've re-signed running back Matt Breida to a one-year deal that'll pay him just over $3 million for this upcoming season. Vegas Raiders were busy a little bit, too. They re-signed offensive lineman David Sharp to a one-year deal. He'll get paid $2.1 million for this upcoming season. They've also done the same with backup quarterback or third stringer Nathan Peterman. Peterman gets a one-year deal. He'll get paid just over $2 million. New Orleans Saints have re-upped the contract on running back Dwayne Washington. Meanwhile, Major League Baseball, according to Ken Rosenthal, the league itself might ask players to accept further reductions in pay if games are played this year without any fans.
Do you know who this is?
Fox Sports.